streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they
call me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have our guest, Vicky. She's going to discuss domestic violence and some of the coping mechanisms that she uses and has used to get through that. So it's going to be a hot topic tonight, and everybody get ready to call in or get on the chat line. And before we bring her on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for always tuning in every Wednesday night. And we would just like to thank our guests for coming on tonight. And like we always start at the first beginning of the show, we'd like to thank all our soldiers and 150 prisons that we serve, federal and state men and women, and like to give a big shout-out to them, our soldiers in the streets that's educating against gangs, drugs, and violence. And with that being said, we would like to pass the mic over to our guest tonight. You're on the air, Ms. Vicky.
How you doing? This is Johnny. The project is called Vici. Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's the project is called Vici. It's a short film that I wrote and soon will be directing. It's about a young woman who uses boxing as a way to overcome her haunting past. Her haunting past just happened to be some domestic violence and sexual abuse against someone that she knew. The story is set up where the young lady who goes by the name Athena sets herself up in a sparring match, and through a series of bouts and ring we see a glimpse in her past between her and her opponent, which is a male, and we see, you know, their relationship and whatnot, and we see that eventually by the last round that that the guy who she's fighting against is a date raper. And she's using this match as a way to gain her power back. She gain her power back in a way that is, you know, it's just like it's a controlled environment, but it kind of goes a little bit wrong. It starts from a sparring match into a brawl. I wrote this story because I encountered just different women who go through the issues of date rape, and they never tell anybody. And at the moment, I was writing some boxing stories. I was writing boxing stories for the young men that I work with. I work at a mentor group in Pasadena, California. And I was asked, you know, why don't I write a story for, you know, a woman's point of view? And when I was just thinking of just the different issues and stuff like that, I just came across this. And I started investigating just different stories about women who go through several things. What do young women go through? What do young women go through? And this story came up, and it just kept coming up in just different forms and fashions, so I started writing the story. And at first, when I did the story, I wasn't doing it justice, you know, until a friend, she was like, this is a strong story, and a lot of women go through the issues of domestic violence in relationships or even the issue of date rape, and they don't know how to come forward. They don't know how to come forward. A lot of them don't go to the police, so you never hear about these cases statistically or in the newspaper unless it's something brutal or the fact that the woman is dead or whatnot. So that encouraged me to start investigating and start writing the story and starting to find out a little bit about just different women who go through this issue. And that's how I came up with this short film, Vici and Hope. And right now I'm in the middle of pre-production. We just casted the young lady who's going to play the lead Athena. And it just happens that when we were casting, we had a lot of different actresses who broke down during the auditions and whatnot. And we find out that they went through something similar to this, whether it being rape or any kind of, you know, sexual abuse or domestic violence with their boyfriend, someone they trusted, someone in their family. So that's why, as a young man, I was all like, well, right. I don't know how to, you know, I thought this was important, and I was trying, you know, it was just something I just thought was should have been brought up or something that should be seen and not, because I got a lot of people who were trying to tell me, well, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't say this, you shouldn't put this out there. And I just put the issues like, you know, a lot of times young ladies, when they're in this situation, is like, it's your fault. It's your, you know, like, and it's like, what have you done to change that? And that's a certain issue that I kind of bring up in the story or whatnot, you know, like, without hitting the hammer over the head, you know, it's not their fault, and, you know, that they're put in this situation.
Right. Well, it's never their fault, especially when it's being taken, you know what I'm saying? So I commend you for even reaching out to bring awareness to this type of problem, because it's a true epidemic out here across America that a lot of women is scared to speak on because they fear what the other party might do to them or something like that. So I commend any man that will speak out against this domestic violence. You know, me and my wife speak out against domestic violence very strong as well. And we just take our hat off to you for that, my man.
Well, yeah, thank you. I mean, I think it hit home a lot because when I started researching, I started thinking about stuff that I went through. And when I was younger, my mom went through domestic violence. It took a while for her to realize, you know what, I need to get out of this to not only save us, her children, but herself. And
exactly.
She didn't deserve this. I mean, she's been through situations where we had, I know, me and my little sister are sitting in the hospital watching her get her hand stitched up because my dad he slashed her hands. He was going in the cutter, and she put her hands to block them, and he slashed her hands. And even different situations, and then so it kind of reflected. At first, it was just like, you know what, I'm just do this story for a women's story because I can't, you know, I just, you know, just to do it. Just I'm thinking as a filmmaker, you know, I just need to do it from a different point of view. And then when I was asked to redo it and reexamine, it really started hitting home as I started doing the research and trying to give life to this character.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because it's just like, you know, we have all the, it's, I hate to say it, it's not a woman's problem. It's for as a man to also recognize, you know, this is what's happening to our women, and this is why, you know, these are certain issues that go through this. And it's just like a lot of women don't realize, you know, maybe I deserved it, or maybe if I did this, or, you know, just to understand themselves. See, we're trying to understand women. I'm sorry, I'm kind of tongue-tied over the situation. But
go right ahead, because, you know, this is what our show is all about, letting people have a platform to tell their message. So go right ahead, my brother.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just saw it as a way to just, like, you know, this is a way to speak out. Because the reason why, because I made the story open and have meant to ask questions, because that's what I wanted to encourage. I didn't want to, like, you know, when I wrote the story, I made it so like, okay, well, why did she do this? Well, why didn't she do that? Or put certain scenarios and everything like that. A lot of the men who read my story when it was in, as it's in script form, they asked, well, what justifies the guy to do this? What justifies the guy to rape this woman? What justifies him to all of a sudden be a good guy and turn into a bad guy? And then when I was given to the script to certain women, there's like, there's no justification. There's no justification for harming a woman. There's no justification for raping a woman and saying, you know, and being okay with it. There's no, what's it, justified rape. And that was like, man, I'm sitting here. It's funny because I'm like, this story is in script form, and I already got a big old tug of war. Especially a lot of men is like, why would he do this? And when you see the issue of rape, especially when it's someone familiar, it's usually someone who's really nice. You know, like, you never would expect this person to do it, and all of a sudden they just turn out to be this bad guy or this, you know, this bad person. So, they turn out to be this bad person that you would never expect to, and it's like, where did this come from? You know, you can go back in their background, but it's just like, where did this come from? And it's also, as society, we don't think highly of our women when it comes to sex. You know, it's like, it's their fault, it's their response. You know, it's their fault because they done this. You know, it's not the man's fault because she led me to this. And I'm sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied, I'm a little. do you have any questions or anything? Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, my brother. Yeah, keep right on speaking, because once you get through, then I'm asking your question. But go ahead and get your vent now.
So, from my background, I went to Cal State LA. I'm currently going there, getting my master's, and I worked in the Cross Culture Center, and we had different programs and different organizations, from everything from the Pan African Resource Center to the Chicano Latino Resource Center, the Asian Pacific, and also the Women's Resource Center. And I learned a lot when I was writing the story, especially from the women's centers. And we had programs like Take Back the Night, and we were learning stories about domestic violence and sexual abuse and the sexual trafficking. And it's weird because I, in a way, especially being, you know, I consider myself being a masculine male, I wrote a feminist story. I wrote a story from a female point of view,
right.
putting out the stuff that, you know, people justify. Well, I have my characters, you know, like they're drinking, you know, she flirts with them, flirts with the guy. She's wearing a and whatnot, and those are the things that people say. That justifies. I'm sorry. Are you getting a buzz or anything?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. That justifies rape or any, you know, and she got when she was coming because she was out there like that.
Right. And which me and you both know that's a lie.
Right.
Nobody
deserves
that.
I mean, you know, and then especially when I'm going through this, it's like, well, if a woman, you know, I talked to some of her friends, and it was just weird because, you know, some of her friends, they're cookie-cutter guys, you know, some of them, you know, considered corporate, and they're like, well, if a woman gets me in that position, we're going to have sex. And it's just like, wow, it's weird how many men have this opinion and belief, you know, like, well, she puts me in this situation and I'm ready to go. We're going to go. There's no ifs or buts about it. But I was raised, the woman says no and she means no. That means no. You stop, you wrap up and you go home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You go home, take a couple shower, whatever. It's all about respect. And respect, you know, just levels of respect and whatnot.
Right. So let me ask you something. I've seen you when I first invited y'all to the show. You said you was looking for donations for your filming. Was that correct?
Yeah. We're in the process of pre-production. We are getting the actors ready, and right now we're trying to get donations through Indiegogo for the Vici project, or just Vici under the film category. It could be $5, $10, $20, $30 donations. Each donation on the site has certain perks. So if you donate a certain amount, you'll get a perk from the film. And some of those perks can include a thank you in the film's credits, to signed copies of pictures and autographs from the actors, to even one of the highest perk of being a producer on the project, or even a walk-on role on the project if you're in our area when we're filming in November.
Right. Well, give them that website that they can go to donate if anyone would like to donate to this young man's great project.
It's on the Indiegogo project. It's a campaign. It's a fundraising project, and the project is called Vici. That's spelled V-I-C-I. It's under the film category. It's you should see an image of a young lady in boxing gear. I think. Let me see. I don't know if it. I'm looking for the. I'm sorry. I'm trying to see if there's an exact website so like I can give the address for it.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're kind of at a slow start. Hopefully we're hoping that it'll pick up. I've met a different Congress people who advocate against sexual violence or crimes against women. So I'm trying to get them to commit and volunteer their services or donations at all for the project. Regardless, I guess if we make it or not, this is a project that I feel that needs to be told and create and spark dialogue. So I'm definitely gonna. I mean, if we have to donate blood to get the money and go three or four times during the week, that's what we're gonna have to do.
My man, and what would you like people to get out of this story that you're telling?
Well, I definitely wanted to create some kind of awareness. Like this is what's happening to our I was going to say young ladies, but it's also what happened to our women. And just be aware of this is, you know, like, because a little while ago I was reading a certain congressman, they were trying to promote legitimate rape and what is legitimate rape and all that stuff. And I was like, wow, this is a constitution. It's a legal fight against women saying, because you were in this situation, it's your fault. And it's I can get away with it through the law to rape you. And I was just like, I want to create dialogue for this. I want to create dialogue and awareness, or just people making people aware this is what's happening, and be aware and change and also get out there and fight for and protect our women. You know our women are our backbone. You know, our backbone, especially as young men. You know, my mom. Is my backbone to the man I've become, and she still will be my backbone. She's still getting on to me about different things and giving me advice about different things. You know, that I need in my life and whatnot. So I want to show like, okay, you know what, I got you, and this is one way. She's a filmmaker and as an artist. This is I got you, and you know what, I know what you went through, and I'm still going to fight for you. Not only through film, but in other ways as well.
Exactly. And a little bit more, you know, we got about 10 more minutes. A little more information I would like for you to get the viewers in the midst of the film. You know, at the end of the film, when they walk away out the studio, what do you want them to also take with them besides awareness? What do you want them to take with them?
I really want to just, I don't know, I mean, but I really want them to be, I mean, I guess I don't want to sound like vain or, you know, just like we want to show a beautiful project, showing the, but show the ugliness through this beautiful and powerful story. And,
right.
And we're kind of telling different women's stories. So it's like even I don't want to roll her throw her under the bus, but our actress, you know, she, you know, and different other actresses that auditioned, they're like, you know, I went through something like this. I got to, they're like, you know what, forget the money or whatever, you know, whatever. I got to tell this story because this is my way of telling. And this, you know, like my character, she had to get back in the ring with the guy to get her power back. You know, like the actresses that came through, they're like, you know what, I got to do this story because this is getting my power back.
Right. And that's a beautiful thing, you know. Everybody should definitely go check out the film when the film is out. And what's the name of the film again? Let the viewers know.
It's called Vici. It's Latin for I Conquered. Vici is spelled V-I-C-I.
My man. So we appreciate that, you know. And what else would you like our viewers to know as well?
I would say just if you can, please support, you know, even if it's just $5, you know, donating $5, we'd be eternally grateful. Please help us make this film possible so we can bring it to you. You know, we're planning on taking it to different film festivals, not along the West Coast, and the East Coast and throughout the country if we possibly can, and use it as a platform to advocate against domestic violence, rape, sexual abuse, everything.
My man, you know, and we gonna definitely have you back. When is the film due to be released?
It should be released sometime next year. Once we get it all edited, you know, into the first film festival and whatnot.
That sounds good, my friend. Any last shout-outs, any last words you would like to tell your fans and your viewers?
I just like to thank my team that's helped me put the story together and helped me promote this project. And anyone who's helping me out, thank you, and I appreciate it. And I won't let you down. I will make sure this story tells justice, gives and tells justice for everyone that's went through this.
That sounds great, my friend. And we just want to say we truly thank you for coming on the show tonight and telling your story. And we'll be following you on Facebook and promoting you and getting the message out as well. And we just want to give you a big ups and give your hats off to you at what you're doing to make awareness against this epidemic that's so need to be heard out here.
Thank you for inviting me.
There's no problem, my friend. And let us know, like I said, when the film come out, keep in touch with me on Facebook, and we'll get you back on the show, and we'll keep spreading that message, my friend.
All right. Thank you. You have a good day.
All right. God bless. Bye. Take care.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
My sister didn't do meth, and I got her into using it. And don't know, I just kind of brought her down, and now my sister's pregnant, and she can't quit smoking, and it's really, really bad. She's like 7-8 months pregnant, and she's really tiny still. My name is Kara. I'm 15 years old, and I started doing meth when I was 11. Like, I lived with them, so then my sister was like, I'll try it, I guess. And then we started doing it every single day. I didn't think it'd have that big effect. I'm like, hey, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm doing it myself, you know. How could me smoking meth hurt that person? You know, they're not smoking it. They're not doing it. But it does. And my niece is a meth baby. My niece is only a year and 5 months old. I don't know. I didn't care if I hurt anybody along the way. I just did what I wanted to do at the time. And it's just, I know, I feel really, really bad.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots, man. Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love you.
You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it make you a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals. Stay focused on you. Focus your view. Succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success.
homie, know I got what you need. I got it right here with me. I'ma tell you what I mean. I got what you need. We gon' be what you need. Come to me and I'll see that me. Come, little mommy, know I got what you need. I got it right here with me. I'ma tell you what I mean. I got what you need. We gon' be what you need. Come to me and I'll see that me.
I'm what you need. MCSD. Lane 3. Ladies, follow me. Your whole baby chick, all main sweet. Even if she a white, she coming home with me. It's on with me. Your chick coming home with me. She wanna see how she's supposed to be. Come with me. And you see, I fulfill your needs. You too good for needs. In your dreams, not a stunt. I get any chick that I want. Why you front? Fake throwing shampoo. She showing the front. She on top when we bend back. Gotta go on the floor. Can't freeze on the air mat. She can turn on when I nibble. Where your ear at? The red light is on my phone. She lets me hear that. I take you up real high with no air at. She's sending food stairs. I'm sending food stairs back.
Come on, mommy, know I got what you need. I got it right here with me. I'ma tell you what I mean.
I will her in and make her mind. It's fine, so I grab her left behind. Do you mind? She said it's fine, and she started to grind. Didn't have to drop a line, I'm just sipping my wine. Sitting to her wine, waiting for her to rewind. I told her it's mine, and she chose to incline. After drinks at the bar, the freaks that we are, all of me, then I'm eating caviar. And now here we are. We in the parking lot, you on the car. We can fuck all night if you filling up the bar. Pull your head back, snack that, tap that. Mind I registered it like ASCAP. Your hubby wild and fall back and get your ass cat. Tone it down, mess around, get your ass slapped. MCS needs just what she needs.
Come, little mommy, know I got what you need. I got it right here with me. I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need. We gon' be what you need. Come to me, MCS. Come, little mommy, know I got what you need. I got it right here with me. I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need. We gon' be what you need. I'ma
give you what you need.
Come, little mommy, know I got what you need. I got it right here with me. I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need. We gon' give you what you need.
Come for me, MCSDK.
And we bout to blow. At least with me, I said this track is slow. If you want some more, all the girls around here, come on, hit the flow. And we got the good, rolling with soft flow, pro MB hood. You better watch your SDPK, gotta add the dough.
Come, little mommy, know I got what you need.
What
I got
it
right here with me. I'ma show you what I
need.
I got what you need, we gon' give you what you need. Come to me, MCS.
Come, little mama, know I got what you need.
What
got
you
it right here with me, I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need, we gon' give you what you need. Come, for we DK,
come to mama.
What you need? I'ma show you what I mean.
Ride with me.
I got what you need. We gon' give you what you need.
What you need?
Come to me, MCS.
Come, little mama, know I got what you need. Got it right here with me. I'ma show you what I mean. I got what you need. We gon' give you what you need. Come for we DK SDK.
I'ma give you what you need.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Everybody first went broke like me. Wish that I could fall like them ballers on the street. Living that everyday landmine. Made me take a step back, look at myself and check mine. Now I ain't leaving till I get mine. Trying to keep the distance between the hate and the greed. Between Satan and me. And all them problems that it come with, it's more than one need. Me, been the rest of mathematics on them all. Put your hands up, drop your bag when you out them all. Send it back to the block. Big money grip, still hungry for them chips. Don't make me flip. Cardio frame with the diamond chips. I just bought a new whip, can't it paint it double dip. Every day's a hustle, I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle.
Uh-uh. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen. This is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking it. You ski,
keep stroking.
Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies, and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh. Newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the Streets Don't Love You Back sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
The paranoia, the shadow people. You start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everyone just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs, or I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off, just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
I want to say thank you to the Streets Don't Love You Back. This is a song that I did with my dad. It's about never giving up. My name is Jada, and this is my new song, Bring Up the Lights.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
My eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eye do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. I'm in no hurry, don't take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eye do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. When I first saw you, couldn't believe my eyes. From the first contact, you had me hypnotized like rolling tides in paradise. Gotta put in some time, gotta make you mine. If you got a minute, could you spend it with me? If you gotta go, just know one thing. I think about you every time that you leave, and I miss you for your goal, so won't you stay, please? You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a taste of my own place.
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every single place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
Be our little secret, nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eye do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eye do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Now that I got you here with me, I plan on giving you everything you need. Let me undress you and plant my seed and show you all the things that you won't believe. I need your full attention, not to mention concern. Now that we sin, just listen and learn. I'll spend my addiction and I finna earn my wish for your kiss to quench this burn. You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a taste of my own strength.
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every secret place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
Yeah, a little secret, nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eye do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna
take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down.
Newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
Money. Power. Respect. Trash. Prison. Death. A new book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, by Robert Boyd, to educate the youth. Order the book right now online at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, a place where positive things happen. The new social networking site developed by Robert Boyd and Lucinda to educate the youth. Come join the movement. You can make a difference. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Everybody's out here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life and stop destroying the community and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my
streets don't love you back. Come join the movement at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
Blunt Entertainment presents the highly anticipated freshman album by Kezzy B, Birth of a Young King, featuring the smash hit, Go.
Yo, 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 I'm ready, go, go, go. When they see me, they be like, they finna go, go, go. I'm ready, go, go.
Also, Party, featuring J-Verse and Sick Wicked of Blunt Entertainment West.
Go party, go party, go party.
Birth of a Young King, available for digital release July 23rd, 2013.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, the Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah. I might just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good, and she came my way. Let's play some OJ's. Let's unwind, slow it down, two step. Nah, clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food. For the love that we had. Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Now we smooth operating, it's just me and my lady slow dancing the side day. She's sipping the wine slow, I put on some pendergrass. She feeling that heat wave, we dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song, it sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some oddities. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane, I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel, now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love, and I hope that she feel what I feel, so I know that it's real. So I know that it's real.
So
that's love.
Yeah, baby. Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love,
you can be my brown sugar. Now I'm waking up with my girl, walking.
in memory lane, thinking the summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Mal Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather, feeling the summer breeze. Call you my summer girl, like Jodeci, I'm a fiend. Traveling around the world, ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane, all alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love. Come on, come on.